get on board a train in Brisbane today, bound for the Sunshine Coast, then your route would take you up to Petrie, then up to Birrawa, and then you'd hook to the left towards the northwest, up to Landsborough, Mooloolah, and Nambour, all the way up to Gympie. So if you wanted to get from Brisbane to the beach at the Sunshine Coast, you'd have to hop out at one of those train stations and catch a bus or rideshare or walk. But various state and federal governments have been planning to put a new rail line in from Birrawa, forking to the right, towards the coast, connecting you to Caloundra and then north to Maroochydore. Well, today you've heard the federal government is promising to fund that new rail line to the tune of $1.6 billion. Here's federal member for Fairfax, Ted O'Brien.
The good thing is this announcement is not being made as part of an election campaign, but it's being made and incorporated in the federal budget.
The budget will be unveiled in full tomorrow. Of course, the project would cost more than the federal government is budgeting for. And on ABC Brisbane this morning, the State Transport Minister, Mark Bailey, was asked about whether the current Queensland government would kick in a share of the cost. Here's what happened.
So at the moment, there's no state government funds committed to the Birrawa to Maroochydore rail extension.
Well, no, there's no, we've got the corridor there. We absolutely are committed to, we're doing the Sunshine Rail duplication up there. We would absolutely be looking to talking to the federal government as part of the Games process around infrastructure to the Sunshine Coast. So, in terms of the other rail announcement today, they are matching our already $1.1 billion on the Logan to Gold Coast faster rail. So, that's a positive, and let's hope that happens from the feds. But, this is an election stunt. Let's be clear. And at 5 minutes to midnight, just before an election, when they've had 10 years to do this, I think people have a right to be a bit cynical and sceptical about it.
That's Mark Bailey speaking with Rebecca Livingstone on ABC Brisbane this morning. Jeff Addison is with rail advocacy group Rail Back on Track. Jeff, what do you think? Are you sceptical and cynical?
Good afternoon, Kat. Well, no, I hope that I don't need to be sceptical because this is a joint project between the federal government and the state government. We're talking about $1.6 billion from the federal government that's going to be in the budget for a project that costs $3.2 billion in total. So the advantages of this to the Sunshine Coast would be enormous, of course, for tourism and for transporting to the heart and the coast of the Sunshine Coast.
Given that Mark Bailey told Rebecca this morning that there was currently no state money set aside for the project, can this rail extension proceed?
Yeah, look, no money available for Sunshine Coast Rail projects is not a new argument. It's been around for a long time, unfortunately. The last time we had an upgrade close to the Sunshine Coast was back in 2009. Now, you've got to bear in mind that we're one of the largest growing regions of the SEQ in Australia. And the fact that, so little has been done over that time has caused us to suffer, literally. Government reports would talk about, economic disadvantage if rail duplication didn't go ahead, for example. But I think this is just a wonderful opportunity. We're talking about the Olympic and Paralympic Games, and under that infrastructure deal or proposal, anything would be funded on a 50-50 basis. Here, the federal government are putting up the money and saying, or putting the money on the table and saying, here it is. And now it reliant upon the state government to say, yes, let's go ahead and do that for the benefit of everyone, not just the Olympics and into the future.
This rail extension would go on land that falls within a transport corridor that's been earmarked for this sort of development since the late 90s, the Caloundra and Maroochydore Corridor, also known as CAMCOS. And it's also a project that former Labor Transport Minister Paul Lucas proposed back in 2005. Back then, it was supposed to be completed by 2020. Jeff, what happened?
Yeah, that's a good question. Probably one you could ask the Transport Minister, Mark Bailey. Given the government's record on promises, we're not talking election commitments, we're talking promises. Peter Beattie in May 2007 said we'd have a rail to Maroochydore, to Caloundra by 2015 and to Maroochydore by 2020. We also had Paul Lucas promising rail duplication to Landsborough by mid-2012. None of these things have happened, and these are, you know, obvious broken promises by a state Labor government, which is very disappointing and disappointing to our region. It's a government that's been in power for 27 of the past 32 years. You know, we've just recently got new state MPs, one based in Nicklin at Nambour and one at Caloundra. For many years, you know, the state government would blame the local MPs as not working hard enough to get rail, but even when we do have Labor MPs in Caloundra, which is where this Cancos Rail Corridor would pass through the middle of, and in Nambour, we still aren't getting the infrastructure that our state needs and that reports have said that we desperately need.
Jeff Addison with you from Rail Back on Track. My name is Kat and you're on ABC Radio Brisbane. It's just after 25 minutes past four. We're talking about a $1.6 billion funding allocation set to feature in tomorrow night's budget, federal budget, to extend the rail line from Beerwa to Caloundra and then up to Maroochydore. Jeff, a project that's been discussed for some time. Would this extension, as you understand, provide fast rail between Brisbane and Maroochydore?
I believe the intent of the government is to allow for design of fast rail or to allow for fast rail in the future. But my understanding is that at the current, we're talking conventional rail. I think given the cost of $3.2 billion, a North Coast Connect, which was a federal government-led proposal to look at fast rail into the heart of Maroochydore, it came up with a cost of around $5 billion and it was rejected by Infrastructure Australia because there was no proponent for it, being the state government didn't support it at that time. So it may well be faster rail. I understand that we're not having, or we're going to have limited number of stations, which means you're going to get longer and faster runs, which would certainly benefit the region and benefit travel times. But no, we're not talking faster rail per se.
Mm. And as you said, that was the North Coast Connect project. The project receiving attention today is the extension of the Sunshine Coast rail line from Beerwa to Maroochydore. $1.6 billion for the feds. This is a project you say costs $3.2 billion. The state government this morning confirming they don't have any money currently set aside. Jeff Addison, is it your belief that this will happen? Will the state come around and fund this project?
I would like to think that they would, that they will do something for the region, but given the reticence and what you've described with the Transport Minister, I guess it is a concern that, you know, sure, I understand that they'll need to, you know, find the money to do this, but given that, you know, low interest rates on money is available, that the government should be able to put together a package to achieve this for our region and for the Olympic and Paralympic Games. I understand one of the reasons for the reticence too was that the state said that there wasn't enough, or they didn't consider it enough money, but I understand that the $6 million business case for the Cancos Corridor, it actually was based upon the same methodology used for the Gold Coast Currabee to Beenleigh rail project, and a bit extra has been added to allow for the time factor because, you know, we're talking sort of 5 to 10 years for completion of a project of this size. Mm. I also understand that Infrastructure Australia had no concerns with these cost estimates. So I think, you know, those kinds of issues are probably excuses for not, you know, putting the money. I mean, the money will be there to be used, and all the state needs to do is put down matching money and it can go ahead. And this whole region, which is, you know, one of the fastest growing regions in the nation, will benefit.
Jeff Addison, thank you for your time.
Thank you, Kat.
Jeff Addison is with the Rail Back on Track Rail Advocacy Group. You're on ABC Radio Brisbane.